Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I am, as always, so happy to have you here and just so grateful that you are choosing to listen to Points to Paradise. I know there are so many podcasts out there that you could be listening to, and you are taking the time to listen to this. So I so greatly appreciate it and would love it if you would share this podcast with someone that you know that is not using travel points yet, and encourage them to start doing so. But I am coming to you at 8 o'clock on Monday night, the day before this podcast come out, to get this recorded for you. So just know that this is very important to me to try and stay consistent with this, but man, I really did not want to record this tonight because I like to go to bed very early and I'm in my bed with my pajamas on, but this was literally the only time I could record like all week. We're getting brand new windows put in our house, and so it has been very loud, lots of construction going on. My husband is out of town, so single momming it over here, and so this was the only time to record. So we're going to get it done in my bed, in my pajamas. But I wanted to share a story before we get into the episode today on the power of travel points, and not just for what you think. So yes, I talk about luxury vacations and dream vacations with your family, and while those are all so great, you can literally use points for whatever you want. And having those points, especially those flexible points, sitting in your account ready to use whenever you want is so powerful. If you decide on a Friday to let's get away this weekend, and having those points to be able to do that, or your kid has a soccer game next weekend and you need to book a hotel for the night in a different city, or you have a last minute work trip like I'm going to tell you about now, it can save you so much money. And it's just the peace of mind to know that you have those points if you need them for something last minute, and to have the freedom and joy to be able to say we can book a last minute trip at any time and be able to do that is amazing. But my husband needed to, very last minute, about a week ago, needed to go to Seattle for the weekend for a training for our small business. So he needed, him and one of our employees, to go up there for just 3 nights and nothing fancy, just near the place that they were doing the training. So he was like, hey, can you get everything booked for me? And I was like, yeah, no problem. And I said, I think I have enough points, so maybe we can do that. So I ended up booking him. It was really cheap, so I surprised him with first class tickets on Alaska Airlines. So he was really surprised because he didn't even look at his boarding pass until he was like about to get on the plane. And then he texted me and was like, oh my gosh, you got me first class. Like, thank you so much. But got him 2 nights at a Hampton, and then 1 night at a Marriott right near the airport. And then he's flying back on United. So I was able to do both of those flights, 2 people, 3 nights. And you just wouldn't think like it would cost very much. Like, it's 3 nights. They're not staying in fancy resorts or anything. Quick nonstop flight. Like, you wouldn't think it would be that much. But when I added it up, and I didn't even add in the cost of the first class ticket, I just looked at what it would have cost for economy. Added all that up, and it was over $1,500 that we saved on this little business trip. So it's just wild to think that we were able to save that much on just a little trip, and how much travel costs these days. And of course, like, that's why people aren't traveling as much, or people think that they can't afford to travel, because it is really, really expensive just for something simple like that. So I just couldn't believe that that one little work trip, we were able to save $1,500 because we had the points in our account. So if you are not using points yet, which you should be if you're listening to this podcast, get with the program. And I so encourage you to join the Travel Points Academy. It is wild what our students are doing within 3 months or less. They have enough points to take some amazing vacations. I had a student who literally joined at the end of December, and she already has enough points for a round trip flight to Ireland. We have another mom in there that joined in December as well, and she has enough points to take her family of four. She's planning on going to Colorado Springs for a family vacation this summer. Another girl is working on a trip to Costa Rica. Like, it is crazy how quickly these women are accumulating points for some amazing vacations and stocking up their travel points for these last minute trips as well. So I would love to see you in there. All right, so today's podcast episode is about choosing your next credit card. And I've had an episode on how to choose the next right card for yourself, but I kind of wanted to go specifically over right now and all of the elevated offers, because I even found myself the other day looking at all the elevated offers and being like, oh my gosh, which one do I sign up for? Because there is so many and there's so many good ones, but obviously you can only get one at a time and most of them will be gone by the time I can open up another card. So I was sitting at my computer and I was like, I don't even know which card I should get next. So I can only imagine how you are feeling with all of the credit cards out there and the good elevated offers. And so I kind of wanted to go over first all the elevated offers that there are, and then kind of the mindset and the strategy that you should be thinking about to decide which one of these you should get, or which one you should get in general, even if it's not an elevated offer. But I always encourage you, if there's a really good elevated offer, which I share these in my newsletters, I share them on Instagram, I share them here, that all these cards will be linked in the show notes. And by the way, I really appreciate when you use my links to sign up for a credit card, because it is no cost to you that I get a commission off of that. And so it really just helps support me and be able to provide you these free podcasts at no cost to you just by using those links. So thank you. But yeah, just to try to decide what card you're going to use. Elevated offers are always great to go after, but you need to know how you're going to use those points and kind of have a plan other than something specific, because some of these do have expiration dates on the points. If they're just flexible points and you're just trying to stockpile, that's great too. But let's go ahead and dive into all of the ones that there are. I didn't write all of these down, so hopefully I can remember them all while I'm sitting in my bed in the dark. But Southwest Airlines is the first one that has come out this year. All of their personal cards, which there are three of them, have an elevated offer of getting 30,000 points, plus you get the companion pass, which I did an entire episode of it, so I'm not going to go into great detail here, but earning the Southwest Companion Pass for pretty much a year and getting 30,000 points. So if you are planning on, I told my students this the other day, if you are planning on flying more than one time this year, at least doing two or more trips that you would use the Southwest Companion Pass, then this might be a good option for you. If you're planning on flying Southwest a bunch in the next 2 years, you might want to just go the traditional route for the Southwest Companion Pass. But if you're like, I just kind of want to try this out, this might be a great offer for you. So you will spend $4,000 in the first 3 months to get this card and low annual fees. So all of them have this offer until March 31st, okay? So I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail because there's a whole podcast episode on that. The newer one that came out, I think I talked about this last week, is the Capital One Venture credit card. Okay, so this is going to be the lower annual fee Capital One card, not the Venture X, just the Venture. This one gets you 75,000 Capital One miles, Plus, you get a $250 travel credit. This travel credit can only be used in the travel portal. So do keep that in mind. You can't transfer those points or use them some other way. And in the travel portal, you could book a hotel night. You could book a cheap flight. You could book a rental car. Lots of different ways that you could use that. And that is when you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months. Okay, the next cards that I wanted to talk about were the Hilton Honors cards. So there are a few of them that have elevated offers. There's four of them, I believe. And these are ones that you really want to have a plan with. The Capital One card, those Capital One miles, you can use whenever. The travel credit, you do have a year to use, but those credits are, the points are really flexible, so you don't really have to have a plan with them. The Hilton cards, though, you really do want to have a plan and a purpose for them, because they come, some of them come with a free night certificate, and those are only good for 1 year. These free night certificates are like gold, because they can be used at any hotel that you want with Hilton, essentially. So there's no caps or limits like Hyatt and Marriott give. You can essentially use them at any resort that you want. So we're talking like the Waldorf Astoria and Cabo, which goes for well over $2,000 a night. Very luxurious. Staying in like overwater bungalows and Bora Bora and the Maldives. Like, you can use these at really great places. I would not recommend using these free night certificates at just any resort. Like, don't go just spend them at a Hampton or just a regular Hilton hotel. Definitely use these for those luxurious hotels. For example, I used it for the Arizona Biltmore when I was in Phoenix a couple months ago, because that resort goes for over 100,000 points a night, which I don't want to spend that many points. So I used a free night certificate. So the two cards that are going to come with a free night certificate plus points, which is gold, is going to be the Hilton Honors American Express Surpass card. This card comes with 130,000 points plus the free night certificate when you spend $3,000 in 6 months. So really good offer. This offer expires at the end of April, April 29th. The other card that comes with a free night certificate is going to be the Hilton Honors American Express card. This one comes with 70,000 points plus that free night certificate when you spend $2,000 in the first 6 months. So this is a lower annual fee card, same expiration date. And then there are two other Hilton cards that offer a elevated offer of just points. So these don't have the free night certificates as part of the sign-up bonus. So the Hilton Honors American Express Business card comes with 175,000 points when you spend $8,000 in the first 6 months. And then there is the American Express Hilton Honors Aspire card, also coming with 175,000 points after you spend 6,000 in the first 6 months. So just to give you reference, those two cards usually have a sign-up bonus of 150,000 points, so they are elevated to 175. That's a good elevation, but do keep in mind, like, Hilton is very expensive for their resorts. They are nowhere near Hyatt prices. They are very expensive. So I really don't think 175,000 points really gets you super far. I would sign up for those cards that come with a free night certificate. Just have a plan on how you're going to use them, because you will lose that free night certificate in a year if you don't use it. So do keep that in mind. So we have Hilton, we have Capital One, we have Southwest Airlines. Moving on. These ones have an elevated offer, but they're not like super amazing, but I just wanted to mention them in case you are looking to get points. So United Airlines has a elevated offer on their card right now. It's the United Business card, and this card is elevated from normally 75,000 points to 100,000 United miles after you spend 5,000 in the first 3 months. So if you are looking for a card that is a business card and also for some United miles, that might be one that you want to take a look at. Okay. Like I said, all of these are going to be linked in the show notes for you to sign up if you want to. If you're looking for some IHG points, there is a limited time offer. This offer expires pretty soon. So this is March 19th. If you're looking for IHG points, this card gets you 170,000 IHG reward points when you spend 4,000 in the first 3 months. This is the IHG One Rewards Premier credit card. So again, IHG, you can find some really good sweet spots if there's a place you're looking at or you just want to stack some miles or some points. IHG might be a good one to look at. Okay. If you're looking for some American Airlines miles, the Citi Advantage Platinum Select World Elite MasterCard, that is a long one. I actually looked that one up, is elevated for 75,000 American Airlines miles when you spend 3,500 in the first 4 months. This one's not giving me a limited time like end offer, but this one is really good. American Airlines, I was just talking to another girl in the points world today because I signed up for an American Airlines card yesterday for my husband, and I told her I haven't really used American Airlines points just because all of the other banks don't let you transfer American Airlines don't let you transfer to American Airlines. So the only way to earn AA points is to actually have a co-branded card. So I told her I haven't really used these before, but I was running out of cards for him, and so I was like, I decided to open up this one because it seems like there's some really good deals. And she said she absolutely loves American Airlines, and yes, you can find some really, really good deals with them. So if you're looking for American Airlines or you fly out of a hub that uses American Airlines, that might be a good one for you. And then these ones don't have elevated offers, but as always, I just want to mention them because they are seriously my favorite credit cards out there. If you don't have the Chase Sapphire Preferred credit card yet, what are you even doing? This card needs to be in your wallet. Definitely grab it, even if it's not an elevated offer. This is where everyone should start. Go listen to my first episode. I will tell you all about it. And then the Chase Inc. business cards are another ones I think everybody should have in their wallet. There's two Chase Inc. business cash and unlimited. They both give you 75,000 points, which is tons of Chase points, and they are $0 annual fee cards. So it's an absolute no-brainer to have both of these in your wallet to accumulate lots of Chase points, because those are my favorite flexible points, and I always think those are great offers, okay? They do have elevated offers on them occasionally, but right now they don't. Just wanted to throw that out there, okay? So that's pretty much everything that has elevated offers on it. If you're like, okay, now which one do I choose? Just think about what your plans are. What are your family's travel goals and or plans? Do you have a goal to go on a amazing family vacation this next year? Do you have a goal to go on a adults only vacation? Do you not even have any ideas? You just want to start racking up points? Do you really want to go to Disneyland? Like, what? Think about where you want to go. Really think about what you want your points to do for you within this next year, 2025. Okay. And I'm just going to throw out a few ideas of, if this is what you're thinking, maybe this might be the route that you wanted to go. Okay. If you are wanting to stay in an Airbnb with your family, if you want to go on a cruise ship, if you want to go to Disney, if you want to maybe fly to Europe or something like that, I would go the Capital One Venture route, because those Capital One miles are super flexible. If there's like a hotel that you want to stay at that's not a part of Hyatt or Marriott or Hilton, that's off the beaten path, this Capital One card is going to be great for you, because you can erase any travel purchase. They're super flexible, and you can use that travel credit on any vacation that you're going to take. Make sure you're obviously going to be taking a vacation within the next year. Otherwise, that travel credit's going to go to waste. If you're wanting to stay in a super luxurious resort, like I said, Bora Bora, Maldives, Cabo, there is a Hilton resort that you have your eye on and you want to get away. Most of these, I would say, are like couples trips, like husband and wife trips, not really kids trips. Then maybe the Hilton card would be a really good option for you, and you could go on a very luxurious vacation within the next year. Like I said, if you live around an American Airlines hub, or you're wanting to fly to, again, Europe or Japan's a really good one, Costa Rica, and you want to fly American Airlines, that might be a really good card for you. If you have several trips that you are planning to use Southwest Airlines miles on, maybe getting the companion pass might be the right card for you. If you live near a United hub and you love to fly United and you have a plan to go to Mexico this year and you're going to fly United, then you might want some United miles. Do you see how you just kind of work backwards from the thing you want to which card you should get? That's really all it is putting out the vacation that you want or putting out the travel goals that you have for this year and then thinking, okay, on that vacation, where am I going to stay and where and what airline am I going to fly? And then based on that, you know how many points you're going to need. So like, I'm going to go to Mexico and I want to fly United. So I start looking up flights for when I want to go. I see what it's going to cost me and I go, okay, I need about this many United miles. So I'll probably get that card. Or you're like, I want to go to Costa Rica and you look up all the different airlines and you find the best one that flies out of your city with a good rate. And you're like, okay, well then I need this card so I can transfer points to that airline. It's all just basic strategy on where you want to go and what decides that. So like for us, I ended up getting my husband that American Airlines card. One, because he's been like blacklisted from Chase, so I can't open any Chase cards until I close them. So that was part of it. But we're going to go to Tulum in October, and I was looking at American Airlines flights, and I was like, oh, that might be a really good option to use American Airlines. If not, like we have tons of other trips that we could use them domestically, but I know that I'm definitely going to use American Airlines at some point. And even if you get a card that you think you're going to use the points, I just did this. I'll share my story here in a second, but like you think you're going to use those points and then you end up not, if it's flexible points, it's really not the end of the world. Okay. I had opened up a Hawaiian Airlines card in October in thought of using those Hawaiian miles to fly to Hawaii because we took a trip to Hawaii in January. And I got the card and this was really dumb on my part. I learned a lesson. I didn't even look at Hawaii. Usually I always look up like the flights before I ever get a card to make sure like that they're good prices and that's what I would do. But me, I was like, Hawaiian Airlines, we're going to Hawaii, no brainer. Signed up for the card. Well, it turns out that you can't use points out of our small airport here in New Mexico, and there was no good options, and I was like, I just wasted all these Hawaiian miles, and so we actually thought about positioning ourselves to San Francisco. That didn't work out, whatever. So I was like, I have all these Hawaiian miles. I guess I'll just use them the next time we go to Hawaii, and I don't even know if I told this story last week, but I'm going to tell it again. Anyway, I figured like, okay, well, we'll just use these the next time we go to Hawaii or when we go to Australia. They'll just sit in my account for a couple of years. And luckily, Hawaii and Alaska ended up having a partnership just within the last couple of months where you could transfer your points from Hawaiian Airlines to Alaska and vice versa. So when my husband said he needed to go to Seattle, I knew that the only airline that had a nonstop flight from New Mexico up there was Alaska Airlines. And so super cheap flights. That's how I got them, the first class flights. I was able to transfer those Hawaiian miles to Alaska and use them. So if you have a mistake, it's really not a mistake because there's almost always some way to use those points. And they're, for the most part, not going to go anywhere unless it's a free night certificate or a credit. Those points are just going to sit there until you're ready to use them. And there's always usually a way to use them. So don't get so stressed out about choosing the right next card and making sure it fits your strategy and all these things. Like, it will be okay unless you have like a very specific trip on a deadline, which I don't encourage you do because then it gets stressful trying to make sure you get the points in time for that one trip. Always kind of plan out in advance, but it will work out, and don't get so stressed about picking the right next card because all points, in my opinion, are very valuable and there's always a way to use them, and it's not the end of the world. So, and if you ever have questions, just reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help you choose the next card or tell you about it to make sure it fits your situation. My DMs, my email, always open. Or if you're in the Travel Points Academy, you can literally ask me these questions any time of day and I will answer you. You get on live calls with me every single month. Like, we talk all this stuff out. So definitely join us inside of there for all of the support around travel points. But I hope this was helpful. I hope I gave you all of the great information on the travel cards that are out there, because there are some really good elevated offers and I want you to take advantage of them and get those extra points while you can. So thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope it all was making sense. Like I said, I'm not a night person, but I wanted to get this episode out to you, and it was full of really useful information that is limited time. So I want to make sure that you take advantage. So thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend, and I will see you next week.